from Svita's friends, this year should be a special schus for Avi Marani Marazi Sheyichyu. And the schus, Rabbi Yisrael Apfel Shlita, the bracha v'atzlacha. V'chol ma'aseyad v'chol v'chol b'nei v'esa. The Gemara says in Zvachim Adav Chof Hei, v'lo midam ha'or, that when you do Kabbalah, Kabbalah's Adam is not midam, is midam ha'nefesh. V'lo midam ha'or, not from the blood of the skin. The Brisker Rav asks why we need a miut that you shouldn't be makabel dam ha'or. Why don't we just say that it's not royal zrika because it wasn't miskadesh al di avodas hashchita, and blood requires kedusha sakin, and the knife is makadesh the dam. It doesn't mean that the knife itself is makadesh the dam, because there's a machlokas b'rishona b'chlal if the knife has to be a klei sharis or not. Rather, pshat is that the kiddush is done al di avodas hashchita, so there has to be an avodas hashchita here. So we have to understand why we require the miut that you shouldn't be makabel dam ha'or, the blood of the skin, which comes out at the beginning of the shechita. There's no kiddush shechita. The shechita didn't sanctify this blood of the skin. That's not considered part of the shechita, the dam ha'or. So, Mel, since there's no kiddush shechita, it's pashat that's you can't do kabbalah on that on that blood. So, why do we need a miut in the pasuk? However, Tosis and Me'ilah Daf Hamad Aleph Divrei Maskil Heter Shechita writes that you're allowed to be Makabel the dam before the Gemar Shechita. Tosis and Zvachim Kuf Yud Hamad Aleph Divrei Maskil Heter Shechita writes that Tzarech Iyon Yishachat Siman Echad V'kibel Asdom V'zor Kev Nechashiv Chatzi Matri Yomina Mishra Shari Yomiyo Pshita. In other words, Tosis is mistapik if the Kohen was makabel dam of one simon, is the dam kosher lizrika. So we have that Tosis in Me'ila that says you can be makabel dam before the Gemar Shechita. We have Tosis in Zvachim that has a suffix, maybe you can be makabel dam from one simon. The Or Samech writes from Medivrei Rambam that you have to put the vrit and you have to put the veins inside the kli, it's mavur. They have to even be makabel the dam of Tchilas Hashechita before the Gemar Shechita. And on this, the Mikdash Shabbat writes that Lechora, that's all according to the Mandi Omar, that Yeshno L'Shechita Metchila V'Hatzof, that Shechita applies from beginning to end. Yeshno L'Shechita Metchila V'Hatzof. But if Ein Shechita El L'Basof, if Shechita only applies at the end, then you can't be makabel dam kol din gemar shechita. So everything we said is only miyashin l'mashchita. If the whole shechita applies from beginning to end, but if it's only considered shechita at the end, then it's pashita. You can't be makabel the dam of that's not from the end. That's from the beginning of the shechita. So according to what we're saying, l'man dam miyashin l'mashchita mitchila v'atzof, you should be makabel the dam, even the dam mitchilas hashchita. However, we still have to understand, because the chatichas or is not included in the shechita. Only what's needed for the heter shechita is included in the shechita. But the or, which is not needed for the heter shechita, is not included in the shechita. So is behedia in Rashi in Chulin Lamed Amid Beis Dibur Masul Mau that who writes to or nami lav bechalal shechita. It's not included in the shechita. So to Rashi there Chof Amid Beis Dibur Masul Koshen Amakav Bishchita, that or is not ma'akev bishchita, because if theoretically you would remove all the or before the shechita, it would still be a kosher shechita, because it's all talui and simanim. So we have to understand why we need a pasuk to be memayit dam ha'or. The chatichas ha'or doesn't have a teres ma'aseh shechita at all. So pashit that's not part of the Kabbalah. So says Hagon Rabbi Yamin Sirotzkin Shlita as follows: that shechita schulin is different than shechita kachim. Only by shechita schulin, the hascholas hashechita is only by shechita schulin. It's only considered hascholas hashchita from the place that you can make it a nevela or a shreifa. But by shchitas kachim, even the or, even the skin, is included in the ma'aseh shchita. When it comes to shchitas chulin, when is the beginning of the shchita, when you can make it a nevela or a shreifa. By shchitas kachim, even the skin is included in the ma'aseh shchita, which is not, doesn't nevelaize or shreifaize the animal. And the yisod for this we can learn from the Rambam, the fourth parak of Hilchos Shchita, Halacha Yud Gimel, that if the goy started to shecht miut simanim, and then he finished, and then the Jew finished, it's possible because yashan l'shchita mitchila v'atzof, because shchita goes from the beginning to the end, and the goy did the beginning, so he passes it. But if the goy shechted something that doesn't make it into an avela, he shechted the chatzi gargeres, which doesn't make it an avela, and the Jew finished it off, that is kosher ad kan divrei Rambam. So the Rambam is mechalek between whether the goy shechted the miut veshet, which is a darvish oisos in avela, and that is no good if a goy did it, and where he shechted a miut gargeres, which is a darvish she'en oisos in avela, in which case if the goy did it, then it doesn't passel. So it's all talui in whether this disqualified shechita could theoretically make it into an avela or a treifa, and that's going to determine whether the shechita of this guy passels the shechita. If he can make it into an avela or a treifa from what he cut, then it is considered a pasul shechita. If not, however, we have to understand the Rambam, the Heilige Rambam, Perak Aleph Mipsuli Hamukdashim Alochi Yitches Right Shachat Miut Simanim Bachutz VeGamrin Bifnim or Shachat Miut Medar VeGamrin Tzav Mipsulim Diashen Lashchita Mitchila Batzayf. And he says, if you shecht the part of the simanim on the outside and then you finish it on the inside of the azara, or you shecht the part in the south and you finish it in the north, it's possible. Why is it possible? Because yashan l'shchita mitchila batzof. So the Rambam holds that the mandarim yashan l'shchita mitchila batzof, even b'miut simanim, it's considered possible. Now the Rambam here wasn't mechalik whether you shechted something, you cut something that makes it in a vela or doesn't make it in a vela. So you see that even if he shechted the chatzi gargeres bachutz or bedarum, which doesn't make it an avail, it's still going to be possible. We have to understand. Maishna l'din shechitas akum, that the Rambam says that miut simanim doesn't passel. Whereas when it comes to the shechting here of the kachim, the Rambam paskins that it does passel. If you've shechted it in the wrong place, l'chora divrei Rambam sasri adodi v'tzarichi. So from this it would appear, says Rav Sirotskin, that there's a difference between Shechitas Chulin and Shechitas Kachim. That if we're discussing the din of Shechitas Chulin, it's only considered Haschalas HaShechita Min Makom She'oisos in Aveilu Treifa and Miut Kanem Miut Gargeres She'en Oisos in Aveilu Treifa, doesn't have a Shem V'toras Maise Shechita. But B'Shechitas Kachim, the Miut HaKone has a Toras Shechita, even if it doesn't make it into an Aveil or a Treifa. So that's why it's not a steer in the Rambam. The Rambam Sulam Doshim doesn't contradict the Rambam Roshchita, because the Rambam Roshchita is talking about Chulin, or Ein Achinami, the shechting of the little bit of the gargaris, the kana doesn't turn it into a doesn't passel, because that's not making it into a nevela if the guy does that part. But the Rambam in Sulam Doshim is talking about Hekdin and Kachim. Even if it's not going to make it into an avela, if the shechita was done in the wrong place, then a shechting a little bit of the simanim that wouldn't make it into an avela or treif, but shechting a little bit of the simanim is going to turn it into, is going to passel the animals. You see a chiluk between kachim and chulin. So it appears follows that the pshat is, the explanation is, that when you need a hechsher of shechita, whatever is needed for the hechsher of shechita is included in the shechita, and therefore by shechitas chulin, which is to be machshir et lachila, ein bechlal shechita, only what makes it into a treifa or an avela. Otherwise, it's aser ba'achila, and only because it has a teiras shechita, it doesn't become a treifa. But a miut kana miut gargeres ein bechlal maise hashechita, since it doesn't turn it into an avela or a treifa. However, b'shechitas kachim, which is to be machshirit for the mizbeach, if so, whatever is needed to be hechshir for hechshir hamizbeach and for the chalos taras karban is included in the shechita, and therefore b'kachim gam miut kone have a b'chlal shechita. Whatever is needed for the hechshir for the mizbeach, that's considered part of the shechita. So by kachim, you need for the hechshir mizbeach even the shechitas kone, and therefore even shechitas miut kone is included in the shechita, because otherwise it's going to be a bal mum and it's going to be nifsal the carbon. And if so, we have to say that b'shechitas kachim the kone is included in the shechita. Klal shel davar chalos v'toras shechita hu al kol mashit tzarich lehechshero, whatever you needed for the hechshir. So by chulin, the hechsher is for achila, so that's going to be what's going to determine, is going to be what makes it into an avela or a treifa. That's going to be what determines whether or not it's a kosher or shechita or not. If it's, if you cut something that the person was pasul, goy cut something that makes it into an avela or a treifa, so then it's going to pasul the shechita. But when it comes to kachim, there the hechsher is different. Whatever is going to be machshir for the mizbech, so whatever is going to make it into a bal mum, that is what's going to be koveh. So even shechitas miut kan is going to pass it for the mizbech if it's done in the wrong place. In memela, that is going to disqualify. So each one lefi inyano, the chulin lefi inyano, achila lahedyot, and kachim lefi inyano, giving it to the mizbech, gewaldig. So this we understand very well. The Rambam, Perek Dalet Mishchita, he didn't consider Tchila Shchita from anything other than what makes it into an avela. So Perek Alam Sula Mikdashim, he considers a little bit of the Kano also Tairas Shchita, even though it doesn't turn it into an avela. So based on what we said, it's very gewaldig, because there's a fundamental difference between Shchitas Chachim and Chachim and Shchitas Chulin, like we said. And therefore, if he shechted Miyut Samanim Bachutz, he passes, even if not Miyut Samanim, anything that's going to make it into an avail. And according to this, it would appear that even though we paskin She'en Shchitas Or B'chal Maisei HaShchita, and we don't need the heter of Shchita Le'inyan HaOr, like Rashi writes in Chulin Chav Zayin, that's only B'Shchitas Chulin. But B'Behemas Mukdashim, it's included in the Maisei Shchita, since otherwise it passes the Shchita, because according to Rabbi Nutam in the Sefer Yosher, and Tosin Chulin Daf Chav Chesam when the or gets cut, it becomes a baal mum. So shchita's or is included in the shchita, because you need the shchita of the or, because otherwise without the or it's going to be a baal mum. So you need that also. So since by kachim you need shchita's or, that's included in the shchita. So that was sanctified by the shchita's abehemos. It's included in the shchita. And that's why you need the miut v'lo midam ha'or. Because it is taka, the or is taka part of the shchita. Gevaldik. Okay, hope we revisit this sugya b'li neder. Be terrific. And we should be zocha l'il modu l'lamid l'shema v'lasa l'kaim is kol d'rei samot ha'rasa b'yahava. Amen v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetie, the most beloved friend.